Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up featuring the one and only White Boy with Sauce. I am your host, Mateo Sorgivani. We are here with... Who are we here with?
With Mars, tú ya sabes.
Yes, sir. Today we have a very, very special episode because today, guys, we are delivering on a promise that we on The Come Up have been doing for months now. We have been playing Women's Awareness Month ads for 3 weeks in a row because I didn't know how to change the advertisements. That being said, in honor of International Women's Awareness Month being in July, we are celebrating it in September. So guys, it is my honor and privilege to have our first female guest, Spencer Ekov. Guys, give it up. Let's go. I feel like we made it. This is like my Beyonce right here, bro. How are you?
I'm great. I'm a little nervous, but I'm good.
Nah, don't be nervous.
This is my first time doing this kind of thing.
Your first time?
First time.
Oh my god, after all these years of doing great music?
Yeah. One whole crazy year. It's been a roller coaster, but it's been fun.
But you know what? The roller coaster's here, bro. And you know what? You gotta ride it. It's gonna be fun. Yeah. It's gonna be amazing. Do you have any doubts? Any excitements? Any questions?
Only excitement. If I doubt, then it's just gonna go negatively. So I gotta think positively.
Exactly. But before we do that, folks, we have a bit of a busy schedule. I'm not gonna lie. We have not one, not two, but three exclusive songs to play for you guys tonight. But the first one we are playing is Promise by D-Money Rex. So get ready, yo. 6090, this is The Come Up.
Said she hurt. Give her this, said it hurt. She want me spending a purse. She want me spending a bird. Money I get in this world. Money longer lose right. I told her bill on me first. She told me right, she was right. Ain't trying to crash cause I ain't got insurance. I'm running the miles cause I got endurance. Hey, she talking money for him. Fuck it, reckon I knew it. I can show you how to do it. Show you how to get to the moolah. Counting it up like a tutor, yeah. Spending this shit on my jeweler. I promise I can get you lit. I promise I can get you lit. I probably shouldn't have for your girl. I probably shouldn't have for your sis. I probably shouldn't do what I did. Before you that did what I did. Before you did it what it is. Before you get it how you live. You put up the whip and drip. I probably didn't know you exist. This a two-seater, they can't do no lips. This a two-seater, baby, she's in. She wants my horse on double, she's in. I told baby, don't know no zen. I probably shouldn't fuck your best friend. I promise that you carry bench. Hold on, that number in my shirt. It look like a dream and it came out the dirt. Yeah, shoot out one like dirt. Yeah, water than can on the skirt. Yeah, she just want to flirt. Yeah.
1690, that was D-Money Rex, Promise, bro. That guy has a whole EP of just bangers, bro. What did y'all think about that, for real?
Honestly, it's a nice song. I like the new, I like the underground vibe always, you know, and it's some nice trap, and the auto-tune was great. I think it was a nice way to mix it.
It was great, and we got more exclusive songs on the way after. In fact, we got two of them. As a matter of fact, we even got Spencer potentially performing live. Maybe. You excited for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. So let's just get into the nitty-gritty of it, shall we? So let's talk about you. So introduce everyone to yourself. Like, introduce yourself.
I am Spencer Ekov.
Of course.
I was born here, raised here.
No way.
Yeah, except I can't speak French, so that's awesome. That's a little con. What else?
It happens.
I don't know.
That's so cool.
I don't really know what to tell you. I can't hear. That's a fun thing.
That's a fun fact. A musician that can't hear.
Yeah.
What's that like? Like, you're just like deaf? Like, hello? What?
It's...
What?
It's a bit of a struggle.
What?
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 Huh?
What?
Huh?
Huh? Hello?
No, it's not that bad. Like, I can hear for the most part, and I can read lips, which is awesome, and I'm learning ASL slowly, so if I ever go, like, full deaf.
No way.
Yeah, it's cool, but...
Serious? Wait, you can do ASL?
Like, not fully, not yet. No. I'm learning.
Like, curse words?
No. Well, okay.
Can you, like, flip someone off?
There's a really fun... I don't know if I can say this on the show. There's two signs that are very similar to each other.
Okay.
One is like eat, and then this one is to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. For those of you guys who are listening, that was a sexual thing. All right. All right. So enough about ASL, even though the people who do ASL wouldn't be listening to this in the first place. So talk to us about music. What made you start doing music?
I went to a music school. I was sent to a music school like... not by choice for my parents, and I learned piano within the first like 2 months. I just started singing while playing, and then my mom was like, hey, you should like release music, I think that would be really cool. And one of the teachers there, the drum teacher, also had a studio, so he gave me one of his cards in like 2018. He was like, hey, if you ever want to record, let me know. And then fast forward 6 years, 2024, I was like, hey, I have a song I want to record, and that was 26 hours that I made with a teacher at that school.
No way.
Yeah. Wow, so it kind of like connected.
That was your origin story.
That was my origin story.
That's really cool. I feel like it's easy to say that compared to a lot of the music that we have played, yours sticks out the most. Mostly because it's not underground rap, opium, trap shit.
It's very slow.
Very
slow. It's a bit
sad. Nature Disney vibes, kind of. But I like it. I think it's really cool.
Nature Disney? Do you think my song will like show up in a Disney movie one day?
You know, remember those documentaries they used to do? Those. No, we never used to watch those Disney nature. They have like a whole narrative around.
Oh,
like Animal Planet, I think.
Animal Planet. Ocean, whatever.
Yeah,
they'll play Ocean.
Yeah, our ocean for real. And they'll like, show like
that was Disney.
Yeah, you never knew that.
No.
Oh my God, you're uncultured. You're deaf and
was
uncultured.
Was that just a known that thing is- that was Disney?
Bro, being deaf and uncultured is crazy. It's just like silence. What's that like? Just vibrations.
Okay, no. It's not that bad. I can still hear for now.
What?
No, it's not that bad. I didn't know that was Disney, though. I thought that was, like, the old man, his own little thing.
Nah, they have, like, they would come up with some, like, crazy stuff. I remember they used to have, like, the last one they did, they had, like, pandas and, like, monkeys and stuff. And they would give, like names to, like, the animals. And, like, they would give, like, a whole narrative. It'd be some crazy stuff for real.
It'd
be like,
yeah,
for real. Like my school used to bring me to watch that, and I would like actually be like invested. Like, yo, these monkeys are crazy.
Yeah, but they also feel like the dark side of everything. Also,
yeah, they die.
And then you're like, oh my God.
Well, that's like, yeah, that's like the circle of life, and they have to do that, and they're like, oh, we can't intervene.
Yeah, but it's Disney, bro. I wanna imagine.
They became dramatic.
I think that's part of why I didn't think it was Disney, is because it's like, oh, it's so sad, and Disney is usually a very like cartoony, happy. A lot of kids watch Disney.
There's no kids in Disney left, bro. I went to Disney during the summer. Just a bunch of 30-year-olds. It's sad.
Oh, yeah.
It was very sad. Bunch of... They call them the Disney adults.
I was 7 when I went to Disney, so I don't remember it. I remember the Star Wars. You know where you had to, like, fight the guy with the lightsaber?
That, like Darth Vader?
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Where you're given a lightsaber and then you have to fight Darth Vader.
That was pretty cool. No, I mean, I want to fight Darth Vader.
Y'all
we have a packed studio tonight, but alright, so enough about Darth Vader and wanting to assault him. So talk to us about recording your first song, like 26 hours. What was the process behind that?
It was a long process. It was my first time recording, so
was
I didn't really know.
Was it 26 hours?
24. I wish.
24 hours.
And what happened to the other 2 hours?
No, it was a very long process. It was my first time doing it. I didn't really know what I was doing, and the first time I recorded, it was very different from the last three that I recorded.
Okay.
So he told me, play the like part of the guitar that you know, and then he'll do the rest, or that my teacher will do the rest, and then sing over it at the same time. Which in my last three songs, it's like, okay, we'll do the instrumentals first, and then do the vocals at the end, and then the harmonies and all that. But 26 hours, I think there's only one harmony, because I wasn't comfortable with them, but it was a very slow process.
Once again, 26 hours.
26 hours.
For real. And what's the song about? Don't tell me 26 hours, because that's
no.
Hour?
No. It was about a guy.
Oh
yeah.
Boo. Oh no.
Yeah, it's okay. It was a learning experience, and look, I got a song out of it. So.
100%. You know, you live and learn, for real. Like.
Oh, also, 26 Hours just hit 16,000 streams.
No way.
Yeah, hey, like, 3 days ago.
Let's go. You're making it big, bro.
I'm aiming for 20 before the end of the year.
All right, yo, to all the strangers out there, we got to make sure that song hits 30. Oh, yo, shout out to Spencer's mom who's listening right now, Mrs. Ekoff. You're the finest woman I've ever met. No, I'm joking.
Whoa, that's my mother.
Respectfully, no, I'm joking. You are very beautiful. Even your dad, no, I'm joking.
No, no, he'll like that.
What? Oh. Whatever floats his boat.
Whatever floats his boat.
Wait, for real. We don't discriminate. It's cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're listening from Mexico right now.
Mexico, really? You almost swore.
No.
No.
No, I was gonna say lucky freakers.
Why are they freaky?
They're
in Mexico.
Yo.
That's how you get robbed.
Those are my parents.
That's how you get robbed.
No, they're listening.
Be safe, Spencer's parents. For real, Mexico can be crazy.
They're having the time of their lives. I'm getting like snaps from my mom. She's like, look how much fun we're having.
Your mom has snap?
Me and my mom.
No
wait,
way.
No, let me fact check. I think we have a 280-day streak.
Oh my god.
320.
Oh my god.
320.
That's weak. Me and my brother have 1,000.
That's impressive.
Okay.
Let me see.
That's consistency.
That's right? Very consistent.
I had to teach my mom how to use Snap. So the fact that we have 320 days of
I feel like her using
kind
the
of a, kind of a flex.
Does she also use like the filters all the time? Like, oh my god, look at me.
All the time. She'll like send me a snap of my cat and it'll be like stars all around her face. 320 days of it.
Of just cats?
Of just cats and photos of Mexico.
Would you find a cat in Mexico?
Yeah, actually they're all the time on the resorts. They're really skinny, but they're there all the time.
You know who's also at the resorts all the time? Robbers. That's why you gotta be careful. So you guys who are listening, be safe.
Did you get robbed recently or something?
My parents almost got robbed in Mexico. You guys gotta be safe.
Almost or did they?
I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, they're alive, so like...
That's all that counts.
That's all that counts, for real.
They're alive, they're living, they're surviving, thriving.
Thriving.
Thriving?
Surf thriving. That's not a word, but we're gonna make it a word.
You can make it a word.
Surf thriving.
Quote of the day?
Quote of the day. We're going to do the quote of the day
after.
Don't tell me I do my show. Oh my god. All right,
new
so
word.
We also have another song that we're playing after called Coffee Stain.
Yes.
How was that different compared to 26 Hours?
That one was so much easier because I went in like knowing what was like going to happen. I had a bit of an idea before I went in.
Okay.
Again, didn't do the guitar for that one. The guy who I rented the studio from, he did it. He did all the guitar. He did all the like production of all of it. I just did the vocals, but it was I think 7 hours of instrumentals.
Damn.
And yeah, but they were like in increments, so we did like a 10 to 3 and then we did like 5 of those, so it was like 20 something hours in the 26 hours.
In the studio. Oh my god, it all comes back to 26. Yo, hours.
Circle of life,
bro, with the monkeys and everything, bro. For real? That's crazy. That is crazy.
No, but it was a lot easier, and I wasn't as nervous, so I feel like my voice kind of came out better, and we used a different microphone, and the whole thing was different, but a lot easier.
Were you also like kind of nervous when you were recording 26 hours?
Like, the first one, yes, because again, I didn't know what I was doing, and I was like afraid that if I messed up he couldn't like delete it, or mm-hmm. We had to redo the whole thing. I didn't really know how it worked. So 26 hours, I feel like you can even hear it in the song. I sound more nervous and I feel like my voice sounds more shaky. But then when I recorded Family Vacation back in like June, July, that one was my most confident. That's my most recent.
All right.
I feel like it's just
an upwards
scale here.
100%.
Progress.
You keep getting more and more confident, and that's what counts.
Soon I'll be doing it at home.
100%.
Yeah, and it's totally doable now with like the technology and everything.
Oh yeah.
Just gotta get the softwares down, and then you're good.
I gotta get a computer. I gotta get speakers. I gotta get all the tech.
And would you say that from going to a music school, like the theory and all of that, help you progress?
I learned nothing about theory. Like they kept wanting to teach me like how to read music and like what mm-hmm. music was all about, like the same thing they'd teach you in like a CJEP music program.
Mm-hmm.
I had no interest. I was like, just put me in front of a piano and give me an hour of just freestyling, And that's what I did every time I went in.
Oh, damn, you can freestyle?
Oh, yeah.
My God. Yo, last time we had a freestyle. Okay, we had Smokey last time, and he freestyled on a Tupac beat. It was crazy. We're going to do the exact same thing.
Oh, jeez.
You can't say the N-word, though, because you're white.
Oh, man.
Anyways, that being said, we want to listen to both Coffee Stain and 26 Hours, and we're going to go into a quick little ad break. And after that, we're going to talk more about your music, more about your influences, your inspirations, more even about the process about behind writing a song. You ready for that?
Absolutely.
All right, yo, this is 1690 with the White Boy with Sauce, Mars, and Spencer Ekoff. You are listening to The Come Up with Coffee Stain and 26 Hours. Peace out.
You told me you liked me the same way that you like the rain. You said, now you're not my favorite, but life without you isn't the same. Cause he's your ray of sunshine and I'm just a coffee stain. But the way you love the sun, you used to love coffee the same way. So tell me now, is this what we are? Is this what we are? Forever lasted about a mile in the car. You said we'd figure it out, figure it out. He called up my dad. To find out he lost what we had. You've always loved looking up at the sky with a cup of coffee in your hand. He's your ray of sunshine and I'm just a coffee stain. Mm-hmm.
just remember your self-control. But your words made me fold, now I'm spilling my heart out on the floor. Don't wanna think about you, when I think about you, I hope you're knocking on my door. Now I use your name as an excuse, 'cause they don't know you the way that I do. I was busy talking to you. This isn't how I thought this would go. So maybe I'm crazy for thinking we could happen. Or maybe this moment was way too underestimated. And I didn't realize how much I would hate this. Oh, what was 26 hours? Felt like a thousand. So I'll ghost you, hoping that maybe you'll text me first. It got to my head how much this feeling would hurt. I'm pouring my mind into the safety of your hands. Don't wanna feel like the stranger in the stands. Oh, so cut me off like you do. I told my friends all about you. We spoke for a month or maybe two, and this is all just a little too new. So maybe I'm crazy for thinking we could happen. Or maybe this moment was way too underestimated. And I didn't realize how much I would hate this. What was 26 hours, felt like a thousand. So drive me off the wall, give me all these signs. Tell me I'm all you want, then don't look me in the eye. Tell me you wanna come over so we could bond, just for you to talk to my brother all night long.
This is Carl from Kings Destroy. You're listening to CJLO Radio Concordia.
CJLO 1690 AM. 25 years and we're still getting louder.
Hey, are you looking for an alternative to FM radio playlist? Then tune in to the World Beat News radio program right here on CJLO 1690 AM every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. to hear brand new World Beat music from mainly Canadian artists. Call or text at 848-7471. Some say bureaucrats and education.
This is like the funniest beat I can put, but anyways, not the point. 1690, welcome back to the come up with the white boy with sauce, Spencer Ekoff. And now Mars just stepped out and we have the one and only
Mr. Magic,
bro. Sounds like a whole stripper, but I gave him that name so he can't even say anything about it. How are you feeling, Spencer?
I'm great. You feeling lots good? Of funny conversations off.
Lots of funny conversations. I'm excited because honestly, this is fun. It's like a different like change of pace.
Different dynamic.
Very different dynamic, yeah. For real. We're so used to the underground rappers. Now we have harder underground rapper. Beyonce? Yeah, my Beyonce. Oh, Beyonce? My God, for real.
You're almost like, what's his name? Chief Keef.
Yo, for real. You kind of look like Young Thug, for real.
I thought he was gonna... Don't disrespect Gunna like that.
Young Thug?
No, because Gunna's better.
That's a bit.
Oh, okay.
Gunna's so much better.
Okay.
Gunna.
Bruh.
The audience does not agree.
Okay. Hey, music is subjective. You know what? And that's okay, because everyone has their own... Your least favorite song is someone else's favorite song. In a lot of ways.
What's the other... one man's... treasure
one man's trash is another man's treasure.
There it is.
Isn't it Mandarin's gold? I thought it was gold.
Whatever you wanna say.
Whatever.
You get the point.
I got the point.
You get the expression.
It's my show. I can say whatever I want. Not everything, because I don't want to get canceled. Anyways, not the point. Music. Alright. So talk to us about your influences and your inspirations when it comes to making music.
Billie, my wife.
Your
Billie
wife.
Billie Eilish.
Damn, I didn't know you were exclusive.
No, I told you that before. I said, off camera, I said, in another lifetime, Billie Eilish is my wife.
Damn.
Yeah, no, I'm convinced.
Did she propose?
No, I proposed.
Damn.
Yeah.
She'd be swinging like that.
I wear the pants in the relationship.
Wow, did she know that?
No. Oh. Not right now. She will. When I'm famous, she'll know. I'm convinced.
See, this is some David stuff, bro. I don't know if you heard about David, the guy who put some, the guy who put the thing in the trunk.
The thing? You mean the body?
The body, yeah.
Right.
But we cannot say that on it.
Yeah, no, 100%. Bro, this is some
the doll?
Obsessed. This is some obsessed stuff, bro. But Billie is my wife.
Billie is my wife. Why are you hating?
I'm not hating.
You're
I'm just
jealous.
I'm just
she's not
judging.
Your wife.
I watch her sleep.
Oh my God.
You know what?
You would definitely try to find her address. What you would what?
Watch her sleep.
Okay, you know.
No, I'm kidding. She's a big inspiration. Also, Gracie is a new one.
Who's Gracie?
Abrams.
Gracie Abrams. I'm not familiar. Sing the song right now.
Right now.
I can't without the music. She's the one who opened for Taylor Swift on one of her tours.
Taylor Swift.
You can't call me uneducated and then not know anything about music.
See, I'm being sarcastic. I still have no idea what that is. But here's not the point.
You know what? That's fine. Gracie, Billie.
You said also Ariana Grande too. Point.
Yeah. I'm going to her tour.
No
next
way.
Next year.
Doesn't that cost a fortune too?
$215.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Per ticket?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
How many people are you going with?
I'm only going with my friend Lila. It's a whole thing because my friend Lila, my first concert was Ariana when she did her Sweetener tour.
Okay.
And I saw her with Lila and then my mom and her mom. And now we're going to see her again for her Eternal Sunshine tour, but only me and Lila. So it's kind of like a...
Shout out Lila for real.
What's the word I'm looking for here? Not Coming a reunion. Starts with an R.
Reunion?
Nope. I just said not a reunion.
Oh, my fault.
Sorry, I kind of got distracted by the people in the background, that's why.
Nah,
usually I'm good at finishing sentences, but... A get-together?
This is Wordle, but this is Wordle, but worse, bro. Okay, hang on. Okay, give me three guesses.
Okay.
Such an R?
I think so. It might be an S, could be a T.
Retaliation.
Retaliation.
Nope, that's like...
Revolution.
No, you have... I guess you have two guesses.
Retrospective.
No, we're going further away from the word I wanted.
What can I think? Okay,
revamp.
Someone in the audience, give me a letter that starts with a letter R. Oh my God, a word that starts with a letter R. Reconciliation.
No. That's probably...
Okay, you know what? We're getting off track.
We're getting off track.
We're getting so off track.
I was just saying that I think it's cool that I'm going to watch...
Billie Eilish?
Nope. Ariana.
Okay, that's a third guess.
Who was my first ever concert, and I'm going to see her again.
No way.
With the same person.
What was the... which one was that? Which concert was that? That was
Sweetener tour. The first time I went? My first concert? Sweetener tour.
What year was that?
2018 she released it. She went on tour 2019.
Is that the one where she's standing really weird on the stool? Like that album cover? You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Where she's sitting on the stool? No, that's my everything.
Yeah, I know that's your everything, but what's the album called?
No. My It's called My Everything.
That's cool. But all right, so how would you say these artists influence your music in a way?
I think their lyrics a lot.
Yeah.
Like I make sad music, so I obviously listen to like sad music, and I listen more to lyrics when I'm listening to music than I do beat or like instrumental or production, which I know is different for everybody. Like my brother, when he's listening to music, he goes solely off beat. Like he doesn't listen to any of the lyrics. He has them memorized, but he doesn't like fully.
He doesn't clock in.
Yeah, they don't resonate with him.
What's that thing that Justin Bieber said? It's not clocking in or something.
It's not. Oh my god. No, that was a crazy video.
What was the context behind that?
I have no idea.
It's because the paparazzi was like just following him to his car, and you know he said, "Give me space." They weren't giving him space, so at one point he snapped.
Damn. Yeah.
Paparazzi is a crazy thing. It's just legal stalking.
Are you nervous for that? Let's say like when you do get too famous, are you like?
I saw this thing one time on TikTok, and it was a celebrity wearing a jacket, and like when you took a photo with a flash, it like reflected the flash back into the camera, and then her whole like you couldn't see her, you couldn't see her face. I'm gonna invest in one of those jackets.
You know, Michael Jackson used to like he used to wear like full-on like cosmetics, well not cosmetics, but like full-on like
how he would change his face.
Yeah,
right?
He would change his face, but you also have like fake prosthetics and everything just to look different.
Yeah,
and they would still recognize him.
Regardless of what you do, like the paparazzi, they're gonna find you. Like that's their whole job, is to stalk you.
I feel like Michael Jackson is still doing that now.
100%, he's still alive, guaranteed.
Somewhere in Dominican Republic.
Somewhere with Macaulay Culkin. No, I'm joking.
I don't know who that is.
Home Alone kid. The kid from Home Alone.
We don't need.
Okay,
any
you know what? You are so innocent. I respect.
Is that the one that goes
that.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay, I do know. I
literally that.
I know who that is.
It's all right. It happens. It's fine. But you know what? Besides Michael Jackson, when can we expect you to be wearing prosthetics and like wigs and whatnot?
I'm never gonna do that.
No.
I have
your Instagram says otherwise. No, I'm joking. I saw that the pink wig.
Oh my god. Okay. Every Friday night, I'm in a bowling league.
Yeah. What the? What?
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm in a bowling league.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah. So it started because my parents, for the last 2 years, with my aunt and uncle, were in a bowling league. And then me, my friend Amy, and her girlfriend Jess were like, yo, we should join the bowling league. Like, why not? We have nothing else to do on Friday nights. And I was like, okay, I don't work Friday nights. So we joined. It's $22 every week, every Friday night.
Oh my god. You commit to that?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Take it seriously. I suck. But it's really fun because I get to wear a really cool pink wig. And then
you have
she
to
has
wear the
her
wig?
Purple one. Yeah. You can't. So my brother went and we told him that he couldn't bowl if he doesn't wear a wig. So on my Instagram, on my latest post, my birthday post, you can see him wearing an old woman wig.
Dude, I wore a wig on Halloween. It is pretty hot.
Of course, you'd be attracted to that.
Yeah, because you know what? Let me tell you this. On 2 years ago, I went as
Mateo with a wig.
I went as my aunt for Halloween, and I had like a full-on dress, and I had like an old woman's wig. It was so
for Halloween.
Yeah, but
everybody dresses up for Halloween.
Yeah, but it was lit because I just did it better than everyone else.
He really did it.
I had it on. I had these two drunk girls that were like really like passive aggressive about my skirt. It was crazy.
About your skirt?
Yeah, I had a skirt.
You have like stockings on and heels and everything.
I had Air
nothing.
Forces.
Nothing of any of their nature was passive.
Yeah, and it was.
It was just aggressive.
Yeah, they.
He's a victim.
They wanted a treat, but they came for a trick. Let's say that.
Word to bro.
Let me tell you that.
I think Halloween, anyone can dress up as anything, and it shouldn't be taken seriously.
What are you going as for Halloween?
I don't know yet. I haven't thought that far. Halloween's on a Friday this year.
I know, I'm hyped.
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited.
Should we mention something?
We should mention something, indeed. Folks, to everyone at home, we have a very special announcement to make. And usually we like to be for sure before we announce these events. But it's clear to say that we have the okay. But we are hosting a Halloween party this year at Reggie's. That is next to Concordia, where we host the show, not on the Loyola campus, but at the Hall building. It is not going to be on the 31st. It's going to be on the 1st of November. It's going to be called the After Halloween Party because it's after Halloween. It's going to be amazing.
Let's go.
Come dressed up, dressed to impress or dressed to scare. I don't care what you do. It's going to be amazing. I'm going as either Finn the Human, SpongeBob, or Dominican Mickey Mouse.
What is Finn the Human?
You never watch Adventure Time?
No.
No!
Oh, my
goodness. What are you going to ask for Halloween?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I have to think about it. I have a lot of options.
Well, since my girlfriend's black, We had this idea.
Thanks for
specifying. It was honestly her idea, so nobody get mad at me for this. But you know, Curious George.
Well, okay, no.
I would be like.
No, no, don't. Wow. She's okay with this.
She introduced the idea. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean.
You guys have a great relationship.
Indeed.
That's healthy. Yeah.
You know what? We're gonna talk more about this soon. We're gonna play a brand new song first, and after that, we're gonna be playing live music from Spencer herself. But before that, we're gonna be playing TTG by Rashid. It's gonna be amazing. It is a world premiere. It is his first time on the radio. So, guys, without further ado, this is Rashid Cebu. Let me know what y'all think.
Hold on. We in the business of making money, not friends. Following trends, how you gonna make it to the end? Pick up a pen, back in my zone. Time to reap what I sold. Never sipped on Patron, but I be loose. Boy, was trained to go, looking at the throne, it's a long road full of bumps. Couple months, I was in the slump, but time don't wait. It jumped like crazy. Had a time, I stopped being lazy. Like, get out of your head, put all your doubts to bed. This mouse that needs to be fed. If you ain't got goals, I don't wanna chit chat. I was worried about a beef or a get back on me versus new me. Went tit for tat and the shit was a mismatch. Saw the script and I had to go flip that. Make your moves, second highest, Chris Stapps, Porzingis. Hip hop was sport and I treat it like fitness. God is my witness. Put my feelings to the side. Ain't letting no bullshit fly. It's business, only suit and tie. Like fuck the rules, I don't abide. If you on the team, it's ride or die. Be patient or be a patient. Never rush, my spot ain't vacant. Having fun with it, but it's no vacation. Hold on. We in the business of making money, not friends. Follow my trends, how you gonna make it to the end? Pick up a pen, back in my zone. Time to reap what I sold. Never sipped on Patron, but I be loose. Boy, was trained to go, looking at the throne, it's a long road full of bumps. Couple months, I was in the slump, but time don't wait. It jumped like crazy. Had a time, I stopped being lazy. Like, get out of your head, put all your doubts to bed. This mouse that needs to be fed. Mouse that needs to be fed, stories that needs to be read, demons that needs to be dead. If they message, I leave them on red.
This is Mike 9 from I Hate God, and you're listening to CJLO Radio.
What is that?
CJLO.
CJLO?
1690 AM.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to 1690. We are back on the come up with White Boy with Sauce, Mr. Magic, and Spencer Ekov, the one and only. Right now, yo, we got a very, very special treat for y'all, bro. For the first time ever, someone's going to be performing live.
This is first time ever?
Yeah, well, we had someone freestyle, but this is with like a live instrument. She brought a guitar, yo. She brought a guitar, and she's deaf too, bro. That's called dedication. I wish y'all would do this. With the whole guitar, like some.
You guys are just jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I want to play guitar.
Whatever.
Sensing the jealousy.
You like Alicia without the keys.
I knew, for real. I knew that was coming. Whatever.
For real, and you're just a lot paler, but like, it's cool, but it's fine. All right, you ready to play your song?
Hold on, yeah. I thought you didn't see color, white boy.
I don't see color. A Dominican girl said I was the white boy with sauce. Let me see. Let's see. Do like a little strum verse before we. Hold up.
Maybe.
Are
we
adjusting the mic?
I could bring my mic closer.
That might start ringing. That might start ringing.
Well, let's try.
No, she's right. She's right.
Ooh. Yeah, we hear it. Yeah, we hear it. Beautiful.
Family vacation at the end of May. Well, I was too nervous to come say yeah. My mom did me a favor, introduced herself and me. Now I miss you more than ever, and your hands on my body. I was sitting on the beach, I was looking at you, and you were looking at me. And now it's dark, we're drunk looking at the stars. And I just want you to kiss me. Then you did exactly that. I got nervous and laughed. Then I kissed you right back. I used to hate your taste in music. Couple months later, now country's my favorite. And please don't lie, say you forgot that night on a family vacation. It's been a year since then, and I told my friends I wish it didn't, and I wish it didn't, and I enjoy the view, just know it's true when I tell you I'll never forget you. I'll never forget you.
Oh my God, yo!
Wow.
Round of applause. That makes me want to be a better person, yo. Oh my God. That was beautiful. I am so happy we did that.
Yo, I forgot I had my heels on like halfway through recording. I was like on my tippy toes. I was like, wait, I can just put my foot down. That was
slay.
Slay.
Good shit. Honestly, that was really cool. Honestly.
Thank you.
I take back my Alicia Keys comment.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
You've got the voice of an angel, honestly.
For real. Gorgeous. Gorgeous voice. So happy we found you, bro. I'm so happy you're on the
Beyonce.
Show. Beyonce. Literally my Beyonce, bro. For real.
It's my new nickname. When you introduce me next time I'm on here, you got to say your name, his name, and then Beyonce.
You want me to say Jay-Z too? Like I'm Jay-Z?
Oh, no. I can't say that.
It's true. Yeah, I'm white.
We don't.
It's true. Oh my God, no, honestly, that was beautiful. Honestly.
Thank you.
Was that like, how many times did you perform live?
That song or in general?
Like in general.
That's a good question. I think twice. I think that was technically third.
Okay.
I did the little piano thing at the event.
No.
But that doesn't.
I kind of ruined that.
Yeah, with your pizza comment.
Okay, to those who don't know what the hell I'm talking about,
I have
basically
the clip.
We played it last time too.
Yeah.
At Kid X and Friends back in July, there was an incident
where
we were having a bit of a technical difficulty. So Spencer, being the angel that she is, decided to go on the piano and started performing some beautiful music. Now, I didn't know a lot of people were listening in. I just thought it was just for herself and a few other people. So I was like, okay, cool. I ordered too much pizza. And I knew the mics were working. But I didn't expect everyone to turn when I said, hey, yo, we got extra pizza. Y'all want some? And everyone just turned around and just said, yo, I want some, for real. And like everyone just started
laughing. She was in the middle of a beautiful high key.
Ruined it.
I felt so bad.
It's okay. Next time, I'm going to...
Didn't you take pizza, though?
10 times. I did.
Okay. So
it was good pizza.
It was great pizza.
You could have waited 10 seconds,
to
be fair.
Okay, but like, it was getting cold.
Okay.
The pizza was cold.
I'm so happy I got that on camera, though. I think
we should
post it on the
camera. We should definitely post that. That was
tonight.
The funniest thing. That's like Vine. That's pure Vine energy right there.
You know what? It brought down my nerves a little bit, so I won't hate on it completely.
Because of the pizza, or just because like I said some dumb shit?
No, I was excited for the pizza.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair too.
Yeah, your comment was rude. No, it wasn't rude. I'm sorry.
Shame.
Don't shame.
Everybody point a finger at him.
Don't
shame him.
Shame.
Shame.
Wow. Yeah. All y'all are fired, bro. This is some crazy stuff. I don't want this. You know what? Enough about the past is in the past. I'll get you more pizza
past
another time.
Pizza's in the past.
The pizza's in the past.
Let it go.
Oh, is that copyright? Yo, we were
Whoa,
harmonized.
That was crazy.
That is copyright.
I'm coming for you. I'm going for your job, bro. The fuck?
Even if there was no music, it's still technically copyright.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, it depends.
No.
Is it?
I don't know. Most?
Mario, we got an expert. Come in the mic. We need some legal advice.
If I sing only lyrics to a song, is it still technically copyright if there's no music?
Get closer, Mario. Yeah.
Technically, if you lyrics singing, are copyright, the lyrics and the melody, if you do both at the same time, then you can have some issues.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, yo, so these strict.
What if I do lyrics, no melody?
Yeah. Even lyrics?
Even lyrics, guys.
But then,
voting.
Interpolation is different. Yeah. You do melody, no lyrics, you're pretty much fine. Lyrics, no melody.
Lyrics, no melody? I mean, it's a bit complicated, but you know what?
I don't know all the rules, like, of copyright.
Are there any... Okay, here's a question. Oh, are there any rules to writing lyrics?
Like when don't steal other people's lyrics is a pretty big one.
Besides that one, what's your process behind writing lyrics?
I mean, if I'm freestyling at home, sometimes I'll swear every now and again when I'm recording, but...
No.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. I let it slip.
You do that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Careful, wow. You might get the finger of shame.
The finger of shame.
No,
Shame.
To think all of you guys had my back about 20 seconds ago? Fake.
No.
Anyway.
It's not fake. We're treating you equally. It's called feminine. I'm joking.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh.
Shit, equal rights.
I'm joking.
No, but when I'm freestyling, sometimes, like, every now and... Like, I swear when I'm freestyling, but when I'm actually recording a song, I prefer to not be swearing in my songs, especially because, like...
Keep it G.
As a camp counselor and as whatnot, I like to keep it as PG as possible.
No way. It's true. Yeah. You are a camp counselor.
Yeah, a camp counselor.
I am. Yeah, every summer.
Have you ever written a song for, like, the kids? Like...
There was one time on the bus, we were going to Arbraska. I don't know if you've been, it's ziplining and stuff. It's like an hour. It's like an hour to get there.
I have never been.
It's just like ziplining in the trees.
It's ziplining, but like when you have the younger kids, it's like a treehouse. Anyway.
That sounds lit.
It was pretty fun. But the bus ride there was like an hour. And my speaker died halfway through because I forgot to charge it the night before. So I usually just let like whatever the kids on the bus hold the speaker, choose the music.
Uh-huh.
But it died. So one of the other counselors like... had her phone and started playing like an instrumental, and then me and the kids all wrote a song, and we like wrote down lyrics, and we were like, this is what it was called, it the camp song.
Was it a good song? At least
it was a great song.
It was a great song.
It was an awesome song. We also had the bunk song. So when you have like, I had the 7-year-olds, like grade one, they were like 6-7, I think.
What?
Everybody contain yourselves.
Did you even do that on purpose?
I did do that on purpose.
Okay.
Yes. Anyway,
oh my god,
when you have your group of kids, you have to make a bunk song, and then every morning at flagpole you have to sing your song.
Okay.
And my bunk was called the Bear Paws.
Can you
so
sing
we
it right
had
now?
To so I don't know if I remember it. Oh wait, I can't with the music playing in the background.
Okay, hold on. I'll pause the background.
You got this,
but there was
Mario
no beat.
Kart
it was
stuff
like
going on.
It was no, there was no beat. You can't
there
make a beat.
Okay, there was no beat.
It's wait. We are the Bear Paws. We love to have fun. Yes. We are the Bear Paws. We stay safe under the sun.
Yeah.
We are the Bear Paws.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys threw me off.
Yeah, my fault.
Wait, no ad-libs.
I don't know the second half. We are the Bear Paws. We love to have fun. We are the Bear Paws. We stay safe under the sun. We are the Bear Paws. I lost it. Guys, it's been a couple months.
It's been a couple months.
Make a new one.
You ever make a diss track on another kid? Like, on the, like... like, you know, like different groups?
Have you ever felt so profoundly
like make a,
about a kid?
Like a,
that you
don't
just,
even get me started. Do yeah. not even get... There's... I gotta watch what I say, because I don't know who's watching, but there was some kids at that camp that are like, who raised you? Like, you know iPad kids?
Yeah, it's
like
the whole generation.
Like, 10 times that. Like, on the bus, full volume, like, just... iPad right there in their face, and all the kids are like,
and they're outside too. So why would they have an iPad?
They're for the bus, for like when we had the field trips every Wednesday, they would like let the kids bring their iPads for the bus ride instead of just giving them fidgets or being normal and, you know, socializing with your other kid friends. And they'd have their iPads, they put it at full volume and then start playing their games.
Like Roblox?
I don't even know what the games were. They were little kid games, I don't know. But
I mean,
really
I just,
loud and annoying.
I brought up that question because my girlfriend works in a galderie with kids.
Yeah, but that's a lot younger.
Still.
They're a little more...
Not far off, because she's dealing with like 4-year-olds, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, they cry a lot more than my age.
Sure. Yeah, that's what a toddler does.
You never know.
Right.
Yeah.
No, my age group was like, that's when they started learning all the like new lingo and whatever from TikTok, and they just spam it all the time. And
like,
they try to embarrass you in public, and
it's almost meant cringe.
It was so embarrassing.
I mean, to be fair, we were cringe at 1.2 or 1.1.
I didn't have a phone until I was like, what, like 14?
I got my first phone when I was 15.
Where the bro? That's why. Yeah. That's why we're.
I had an iPod when I was like.
I had an iPod until I was 15.
Until you were 15, or at 15?
Until
that's
I was
what I'm 15. Saying. I had an iPod, like I had like Musical.ly and all that stuff, but I didn't.
Oh, Musical.ly was funny as hell.
Yeah.
Remember Jacob's
the good
stories?
Old days.
Oh, good old.
I was gonna
days.
Sing it, and I realized I couldn't.
Whatever happened to Jacob's Notorious?
I don't know.
I remember like. Madison, he died.
I'm in a flow state right now.
Bro, yeah, the instrumental is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's from anime.
I can't hear it.
Cowboy
Chalker.
Bebop. I mean, you can't. Oh, it's true, yeah.
What do you mean
for
I can't
for those of you guys
it?
Who aren't paying
we
attention,
went over this.
Spencer is half deaf.
Oh my god. I'm not
so,
deaf. I'm.
Well, you know a sign language.
I don't know sign language.
Wait, hold up. Wait, hold up. So, wait. There's also. Apes can learn also sign language. Would you also like to talk to an ape one day? That would be a pretty cool thing to do.
Sorry, what?
No way.
Huh?
No, there's like some like apes that know sign language.
I don't fully know sign language,
okay, well,
though.
That was
if
the
I,
coolest
when,
thing you've ever told
if
me.
If and when I do know sign language fully, I think it would be awesome.
It obviously would be
they're
awesome.
Very smart.
Would you do a song in sign language? What? How would that work?
How would,
I don't know.
Maybe I could sign it, and then like the people I'm signing it to could sing it.
It's just the most passive aggressive dance you'll ever see. Just like,
what was that sentence? You is this look?
Yeah.
Do the rest of it.
For those of you guys who aren't seeing, Alex is pointing at his eye and touching his face.
Yeah, I don't know the second half.
You look very beautiful today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. He's doing it to me, guys. I don't feel safe. It was not the point. Anywho, that's some cool things. So, like, how long have you been learning sign language, though?
I did a lot during COVID.
Okay. Because,
you know, like, when everybody was doing their own thing, you couldn't leave the house, you couldn't whatever. That's when I started learning guitar a lot, was during COVID. And then I was like, sign language, tried Braille, failed miserably. That is not easy at all.
Why are you learning Braille? Like,
I was a bored, like, what was I, 14? I don't know.
Just in case she goes blind.
Yeah, yo.
just in case I go blind, wait, too.
Full
bro.
Helen Keller.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, yo. What's
I'm
next?
Fly a plane.
You gotta, like, fly a plane too.
Yeah.
Helen, how you feel?
I don't know.
Wait, you know this one, right? Oh, no, it's this.
Alex is passively aggressive, like rubbing his finger. I don't know why. Anywho,
I can't say it on there.
How long? So you've been like teaching yourself guitar, or like have you like looking at tutorials?
Pretty much all myself. When I wrote 26 hours, my teacher who did the guitar for me, like she showed me a few things, like how to strum, what each chord was. But I got a guitar, that guitar, the red guitar back there. I got that from one of my mom's friends for my birthday.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what? I have a guitar now. I can learn. So I opened YouTube, and for the first like 3 months, I learned off YouTube, and then I went back to the school, and when I did my like studio stuff, and I asked him, I was like, how do I play guitar? Like, show me more than just what I'm doing now. And then we made Coffee Stain, and that one, like, if you listen to Coffee Stain with headphones, it's like on one ear and then the other.
Yeah.
He was like showing me how to like hold down on a fret and then play a strum, but have it like stay longer.
Okay.
Instead of, I don't know how to explain it. I'm a visual learner and explainer. I don't know how to explain it, but he taught me a few things, and then now I kind of just use the app Tabs and Chords. Tabs and
not
tabs,
sponsored, by the way.
Tabs and
wait, do you know how to read notes too?
Like sheet music?
Yeah.
No.
Cool.
I just go off like, here, I'll show you.
So you're deaf and you're illiterate.
You see how like up here it shows you, all right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You see how up here it says like G, E minor, C, all that.
C.
That's your guitar. These are your frets. And then the little dots are where you place your fingers.
Okay.
That's how I learn now. So if I'm learning a new chord or a new whatever, a progression, I use the app.
That's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention.
Oh no.
We forgot to do the quote of the day.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
yeah. I can't believe we forgot. Even with DedSec, we completely forgot to do it.
Did we?
Well, we did it at the very end.
Yeah.
And I know.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let me ask you this, Spencer. What is the quote of the day?
Where words fail, music speaks.
Ooh.
I have it tatted.
You have it tatted?
I have it tatted.
Damn, that's committed. Oh my gosh.
She tatted right before the show.
No. Back in March.
Right before the show.
Yeah, right before the show.
She actually has the Come Up logo tatted on her back, but it's all in Chinese letters.
I actually have it as a tramp stamp.
Wow.
Show the camera.
Show us.
Hold on.
No, I don't remember who said it, but it was from like a book back in like the 1840s.
So it's not even your quote.
It's not even my
quote. You plagiarized it. That's messed up.
Hey, I'm giving the
lore.
No. Jeez. No.
MLA citation?
Oh my goodness, bro.
Yeah.
No way. Plagiarized. Before we end it off and we play one more song, what's next? Do you have any upcoming music you want to tell us anyone about?
I have a few unreleased.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I guess I'll just say it now since I'm here. I'm working on an album.
No, wait, really?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Bro. But round of applause.
Let's go.
I'm doing with this album is I'm doing like...
Soon it's gonna be this.
All right. Okay. I'm getting each song recorded in a different studio.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool.
I wanted each song to sound different, but it sounds different depending on what studio. Like, there's different vibes and different producers have different like aesthetics, I guess you could say, depending on what instruments they play or how they play them. So I thought it would be cool to kind of every song in a different studio.
That's actually
you gotta
very
save
cool.
up though. It's expensive.
Do you have a name for the album?
Not yet. Ooh, well, okay. Not one that I want to release yet.
Or
release it could change.
Dates? A release date? Maybe?
That's all. That's still a work in progress.
I have actually a really good name for you. 26 hours.
Yes, sir.
How about that?
All right, yo. It was fun having you, Spencer. It was great.
It was fun being here.
It was fun having you. That you played beautiful music.
Thank you.
We heard some of the best things we've heard so far. And you know what? I hope we can have you again soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
And hopefully you can come to the after Halloween party on November 1st.
I'll be there.
And thank you, Spencer. Your music was truly heartwarming.
Thank 100%. You.
All right, yo. Now, but before we end things off, we have one more song. I did promise you guys one more song. This song, I've been kind of hyping it up on my IG. It's with Jazzy and DedSec. They dropped their music video a few weeks ago, but the song is finally on streaming. This is Don't Speak Your Lingo by Jazzy and DedSec. You are listening to the Come Up 6090 with the White Boy with Sauce, Spencer Ekoff, Mr. Magic,
yes!
Mars. We got Clara in the background. We got Nick recording. We got the homie Connor too, who's also going to be on the show soon. See y'all soon now. All right? Don't speak your lingo. Jazzy and DedSec. What up?
Baby, turn them. Hey, yeah. I'ma need to go and cop a bag on. I'm tryna see some money in my hands on. Remember when she flaking on me dandruff? Now I'm ballin' and she wanna throw a tantrum. Damn, saw it bounce back from an angle. Damn, she tryna drop stick like a wrangler. Damn, 150 speeding, baby, hope he don't crash. Get on my back, baby, turn into a fan.
Yeah, my wrist got ice, go yard all on my wallet. X to me dirty, those rumors, they all nonsense. Mask on my face like ISIS. Locked up in the studio, I lost it. Ain't met it yet, but I goddamn know she a Pisces. Bitches on my line, asking why you block me.
Bitches on my line, but I don't speak trap shit. Questioning me, catch a fly with a chopstick. Wanna go another round one more time, did you callous? Liking on my story, that's valid. Don't waste my time with a hoe that's toxic. Main hoe, side hoe, getting close. That's a little scary. Is it just me, you look like a fairy? Cemetery, me and Jazzy, shit's getting scary. I'ma need to go and cop a